Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, so we decided that this needed a whole separate conversation because the Boots, Balls, and Bras team of the week is a point of contention here between Farrah Williams, Eartha Pond, and myself, Beck Smith. We wanted to already give the formation, but already there we had some, let's say, discussions. We agreed Sinsberg in goal.
Yep.
Yes.
We can agree on that.
Yes.
All right. So that was it. So Sinsberg in goal. And then we think we have a four back.
Yeah.
Well, we have four defenders, but we don't really have any full backs within that. Well, Kat Lee can play as a full back. She didn't at the weekend, but she can be a full
back. But she made it in the team. She made it in the team.
Yeah.
So we've got basically four center backs / one wing back. Millie Bright, Buchanan, Turner, and Steph Kat Lee.
Yeah. As solid.
Solid back four.
Solid.
Seriously solid back line. Yeah. I like as well that you...
Dan Turner, man. Backs. She's just going under the radar. I watched her in the opening game, Villa, against Manchester City, and she was very good. Often known as a left fullback or wing back when she played at Everton. Mm-hmm. Has come to Aston Villa. They've moved her to left side centre half, and she looks so much more competent, composed, and more of a leader in that role. So... shout out Dan Turner.
I think sometimes we look at what's happening at the top end of the pitch, isn't it? Obviously with Daly coming in, but actually
she's been good,
commanding from the back and having that WSL1 experience as well from Everton, as Farrah said. Like, definitely someone
for Aston Villa.
Is definitely someone who slots in quite easily without any questions. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we can pretty much stop there because defense is the most important thing, right?
Defense.
Moving on to our midfield, we had
Manham. But you know the funny thing is, because she's the only midfielder that Earth has decided she wanted in the team, she's going to have to sit in front of a back four, which we know is in her preferred position, because the reason why she's in the team is because she's been playing higher up for Arsenal and has been very effective
scoring
in
goals.
The final third, scoring goals. Exactly. So, but for the players that we have in our team, she has to sit in front of the back four.
Or
so she's a defensive centre mid.
Yeah, or you could just put her, or we can go three in the middle and put her in with...
Eartha, what we'll do, we'll just put a four, put her in front of the back four. We'll have a three across the front and then a front two. So
who's the front three?
No, we've got front. 4-1-3-2.
All right. So if we have a 4-1-3-2, that would be, like I said already, our back line.
One is Manum.
Frida Manum, who's a Norwegian footballer, obviously.
And then we'll go James, Evans and Hempbex in front of them.
Jane.
Lauren James.
Right, James. Yeah.
Sorry.
James.
Evans, and Hemp.
And Hemp as the midfield.
Three.
Midfield three. Lisa Evans, I think, is an interesting one because when she was playing at Arsenal, I thought she was a fantastic wing back and then just sort of dropped off at Arsenal, has shown up again for West Ham and is smashing it. So that's quite fun. As Scottish international as well, who did not qualify for, did not play in the
Euros. She's not been picked even for the squad.
For the squad that's playing in this next game.
In this window. I'm sure she didn't. That was one big question mark. I'm sure I saw that her name wasn't on the list.
They're playing Panama.
Yeah. I guess that's another example good where you player. Talk about going to another club coming from Arsenal. Yeah. She's an example of someone who's kind of taken it on the scruff of the neck and kind of said, this is my standard
Scottish
of play.
Mentality, yeah.
Yeah. The wee Scots.
They're so much fun, aren't
exactly.
they?
They're just we just keep doing what we do. And I think that's something that's in, like you said, I think
her
it is Scottish.
Her levels at West Ham since she's gone there have been good. Like when you talk about dropping down as in on paper the name from Arsenal to West Ham, but Lisa Evans has certainly kept her levels there.
And that's what we've talked about literally in our pod just now, was that sometimes when you get a player coming from a big squad like an Arsenal, which she did, coming into a West Ham, which is not as high up in the table, they drop their game or they think that, you know, I'm a big fish in a small pond now, so I can take my foot off the gas. But actually she's done the opposite. Yeah. She really drives that team, doesn't she?
Has she got something to prove, do you reckon? Or does she feel disappointed that maybe she didn't get the chance.
I just think she wants to play footballer. She looks like she's having fun. I think that Scottish mentality. They're like that, aren't they? You think, tell me a Scottish player that don't play like that, like with that passion. Like, so even if she's not having a good game, I still think in terms of like that passion is still there.
Erin Cuthbert's a good example of that.
Emma, Kim Little. Say Mitchell, she's called Mitchell. Kim, you know what I mean?
So you guys didn't choose Kim Little. Why not?
She's injured.
Oh, right. That's good. That's a good reason why.
I wasn't watching Arsenal the weekend.
I was not watching on the weekend.
Captain. Then.
And Lauren Hemp, that's good to see too, because she's always been, you know, a really strong player, a big name in this country. But, you know, does she have that final third? Has she been converting? Man City has had a rough, you know, some were saying they might not even make the top three.
Again, not always been a big name. Again, another player who was at Bristol, who's gone to City, and now the stuff in and around her has meant people have got more eyes on her and seeing actually she is just as good as she was at Bristol. But because she's at a bigger club, people are now talking about her. And I think she's a player that's always been consistent. Again, like you said, it's that final finish or final ball. She's getting much better.
The weekend,
with that.
Both own goals come from her.
Exactly, whipping it in.
You know, she put it in dangerous areas and two own goals from Reading. So she did have a good game at the weekend.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yep.
Lauren James is a standout, though.
Lauren James.
Whoa. Again,
I keep waiting for her form to dip because she's young, because she's, you know, has been criticized for her fitness.
She plays the game
fearless.
How she wants, man.
Yeah, she's fearless.
Plays it
she just plays.
At her own tempo, at her own, like, how I'm going to play, how I want to play. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Like, she just looks like.
But you can only do that if you've got it in the locker. I think that's, I guess, the beautiful thing around her moving to Chelsea is that she's having the opportunity, she's getting the delivery to just play football. I think when she was at United, yes, she still had that, but it came in spurts of one good or two good plays. But at Chelsea, you're going to consistently get that ball, you're going to consistently be on the back shoulder, you're going to consistently get that ball in front of you where you can run onto, and you have to perform. So she's enjoying her football. She's back home,
she looks
I guess.
Fitter,
and she looks fit. I'm
not saying she wasn't fit before, but she looks sharp. I think, like, if you know, and I spoke to her when she was in at the game, USA game, England, and she was saying she feels at her sharpest. She feels fit.
She's making that extra
so
run.
She knows that, like, she's in a good place. And look, imagine being technically one of the best players, and then all of a sudden your fitness levels are upped. Yeah. Like them. That's why the game looks so easy for her, because
she's
the
so
you are,
smooth.
The easier that you're smooth.
But do you know what it is?
She glides like the girl. Just like honestly,
do you know what it is though? As well, just the like, especially in Chelsea, like the first and second balls, like they always win it. I think like sometimes when you're playing it in other squads, and maybe when she was at United, you won't make that extra run because you're like the second ball won't be there
or it won't
be dominant. Whereas now she's like, even if we don't get the first, the second, someone's going to be there. There's a potential I can still go on and score, and maybe she just didn't have that. So not maybe she wasn't fitter, she just didn't do it because it wasn't part of their structure playing the way that they were. But now there's been a lot more asked of her, and she's showing them. Don't tell me, show me.
I also like the Dan Carter in there because my goodness, she's been around for ages and has come up and down through injuries. I'm like, what? We're talking about the same Dan Carter? But ACL injuries and a lovely human being as well. But she's, I mean, the way she'd stripped the goalkeeper with the ball on the weekend to popping in the back of the net, that was strong.
She was dropped last week, weren't she? She was dropped when they had the 8-0, when they lost 8-0. She started again this week, and again had, I don't know if she has something to prove, because I guess her on the pitch is, it's up to her to deliver. But when she had that opportunity, she delivered. And I don't think, to be fair, in a Brighton team, there's much opportunity for her not to. Mm-hmm. It's players like that that we need to be leading from example. And this week she's done it, and that's why she's made the team. Well done, Dan.
Two goals and an assist. Yeah, and an assist. So yeah, it was better from Dan. I think, you know, it's her first goals of the season, so hopefully that will kickstart, you know, her going on a little bit of a run with goals, because she hasn't scored in a long time. So mm-hmm. for Dan and somebody that's so used to scoring goals, when you don't score for long periods, you get into that rut of it. So yeah. It was good that she pressed, as you mentioned, she pressed down a goalkeeper for a first goal, mm-hmm. keeper mistake, gets a goal, and then gets one from the penalty spot.
That was so good. And another interesting one from West Ham, Vivienne Marie-Louise Blanche-Asseyi.
Mm-hmm. Two goals in quick succession. Well, two, was it in 1 minute that she scored those? She's been scoring quite well, yeah, a whole season. Again, mm-hmm. put her in another team with different delivery. Mm.
It's mad,
again, like, but maybe we're talking about her even more, but where she is at in West Ham and being new to the league and being able to deliver so early. Mm. We talk about people like Sam Kerr, who also was great this weekend, but didn't make the team. But when she, in her settling...
Sam Kerr not to make our team.
Look how long it took her to settle into the league. So you have other players that are coming, and that's with a Chelsea team. So to come in with a West Ham, new coach... Like French.
Speaking a different language.
Honestly, exactly. I mean, even in the Chelsea-West Ham game, like a few weeks back... She was like off the ball, a work rate off the ball. It's not sometimes, you know, especially when you're in a team that have to work even harder off of the ball. And this is a player that has to do that in a West Ham team. Yeah. Her work rate is unbelievable. And then to get her goals. So she does more for the team than actually what just getting goals. Mm. And we've seen her get two goals. But look, we mentioned Sam Kerr. There's so many players you could put in the team. Mm. But I think this is about showing an appreciation for players that are actually doing well that weekend that probably don't get highlighted. And we could talk about them, hopefully raise their profile, you know, some eyes be put on them because they're performing well in their clubs.
I think it's important. I think it's really important that we do these types of things because, like we said, there's only two games that go out on public or on television, not public television, sorry, BBC and Sky, and you can watch everything on the FA Player, obviously, in this country. But really getting, you know, big visibility in this country and globally is still quite difficult for players. So it's really nice to have the expertise and having you guys watch all the games, and I watched the highlights this weekend, but I don't disagree with any of the things you said, but I think it is important that we highlight these players. So, nice one. Anything else on that?
No. Five English players that made the 11. That's good in a...
Five. Yeah, that's true. We've got an Austrian and only goalkeeper.
Three of them are internationals.
Canada.
It's the European Song Contest.
an Aussie in there. That's good. No. All right, guys.
That's our team.
All right.
Well done, ladies.
Chat next week.
Ciao. Adios. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.